In 1980, the former Beatle is living at the Dakota, sharing an expansive apartment with his wife and collaborator, Yoko Ono, and their son, Sean. It has been a decade since the release of the Beatles' last album, Let It Be. And Lennon has spent the intervening years writing and releasing solo material, collaborating with artists like David Bowie, and engaging in political activism as an outspoken critic of the Vietnam War. On the afternoon of December the 8th, after a photo shoot for Rolling Stone magazine, John and Yoko step out of the building. They're on their way to the record plant, a recording studio, where they'll continue to work on Yoko's next song. As the couple walk towards their waiting limousine, a heavy-set man in his mid-20s walks up to them. Wordlessly, he holds out a copy of Double Fantasy, John and Yoko's fifth album. The man indicates for John to sign it. Taking the man's pen, he obliges, though he struggles to get the ink flowing, scribbling three times before successfully producing a signature that reads, John Lennon, 1980. Lennon hands the album and pen back to the now smiling man. "Is that all?" he says. The man nods his head. The moment between Lennon and the fan is captured by an amateur photographer. The image sees Lennon in a knitted jumper, a black bomber jacket, and sporting dark glasses.